No greater service could America do to bring about such popular support, such backing for the IRGC. What do you think about this, Doctor?
Support, obviously, and we can see that through the fact that even Western polls indicate that the most popular figure among politicians and military figures in Iran is General Qasem Soleimani. He is by far the most popular figure. After that, there's our foreign minister, Dr. Zarif, and other figures come after them, public figures and military figures. So I think it's quite evident that not only are they popular, but also the Iranian population who are protesting, and those who are not there, I'm not there myself, look with contempt at the United States for interfering in its internal affairs, especially at a time when the guards, along with the other wings of the armed forces, are busy saving people from floods and sparing their cities and towns from destruction and the lives of people. At this particular moment, when a number of Iranian provinces are going through great difficulty, and all their efforts are being focused on these provinces, the United States declares the Iranian armed forces as a terrorist entity is disturbing, to say the least. And on the other hand, I think it's also well known to the international community, except for a largely ignorant American population, which more or less listens to the American media. The rest of the world knows that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are entities that Western countries, along with the Saudis and other regional actors like the Israelis, they were created by them. And if it wasn't for Iran's support for the Syrian government, for the Iraqi government, and for the Syrian and Iraqi armed forces, these terrorist groups would have taken these two countries, and subsequently Lebanon and other states as well would have been taken over by them. So if there's one country that has really played the number one role in preserving the region from terrorism, and from preventing those terrorists from spreading their terror across the world to Central Asia and Europe and Africa and the whole of Asia, it is Iran. And at the forefront, we saw the Revolutionary Guards playing their role in this.
Doctor, of course, you're an expert on North American matters yourself. Tell me if I'm mistaken, you know, during the past years, any body, so to speak, any organization that the U.S. government has put its hands on and tried to alienate or try to demonize has turned very popular. Don't you think that this is just a repeat of some sort of a miscalculation on the part of the American officials?
Yes, without a doubt. When we look at Hezbollah, for example, in Lebanon, it has been sanctioned as a terrorist organization by the United States for many years. And during this period, it has grown much stronger than before. And indeed, it too has played a central role in defeating ISIS and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates in Syria and Iraq. So that's just one example. Americans have also declared organizations in Iraq within the Hashd al-Shaabi, the force that also was key in defeating ISIS in Iraq. They've declared parts of them as terrorist organizations. So when the United States is involved in creating terrorists like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda, and on the other hand, they declare organizations that have fought ISIS and Al-Qaeda as terrorist organizations, then we know where the sentiments of the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia really lie.
But going to the roots of this, Dr. Marandi, it's, don't you think it's bizarre in a way that you basically designate an armed force within a country as you blacklisted? Different people have come up with different reasons as to why America has done this. But why do you think is the real reason behind their decision in the first place? Why should they do this to the IRGC?
Well, it's the logic of empire. It's the logic of a regime that wants total control. Why, when it's on the decline, it becomes more crude in its imperialism. Just like what we see in Venezuela. In the past, they used to be more politically correct, more sophisticated in their hegemonic ambitions. Now they choose some person who declares himself as president on the street and demands the legitimate president of the country to step down in his favor. That's the role that the United States plays today. The same is true in Yemen, where the Americans openly starve the nation. And the American media and the American think tanks and population does nothing about it. The United States supported ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is the logic of the United States, and the United States wishes to undermine Iran simply because Iran is an independent country that wants to preserve its independence, and it supports regimes like Saudi Arabia, which promote Wahhabism, and Israel, which is an apartheid regime. So, as the United States grows weaker, and its imperial ambitions grow weaker, it behaves more in a more crude fashion, such as declaring the armed forces of a country as a terrorist entity.